one big amorphous mass of people that aren't, I won't say they're not human, but anyway, what have we got to do with them, see? I think that's the, you even had to argue, what do we have to do with the Europeans? Why don't we leave the Europeans alone? Well, they got through that and all the arguments about isolationism years and years ago. But this is a new problem now, when we really have to consider our relation to the world and not just to half of it, which is called Western civilization. Do you think that's too...
No, I agree with that, but I'm rather amazed that probably half of your Senate feels that way.
I don't think they know they feel it.
No, I think that's right.
I think they're
unwilling to it. I said that in New Jersey the other night to the school administrators that what all we did in Europe, but I don't see the difference between doing it for a white man in Europe and a brown man in Asia.
I noticed you said that. It was a great point in that. I wish you said it to the ministers, too. Carson Lake and all his crap.
Well,
you made a very good point, and I think that's the psychological trigger.
Bobby Kennedy's recommendation that we use our power to appoint the communist Viet Cong to the government and select them, take over the government, is something, one, that's we just can't do. We can't turn our back on all we fought for there. But it's surprising that there's so many people that are willing to let the communists take over.
I know, it's astonishing. It's astonishing.
Now, President Kennedy said that there's no future for us in these coalition governments, and we're not interested in these Popular Front affairs.
That's right.
And Bobby went out there in '62 and came back and said we are going to stay there until we win it. Yes, and Bundy read me some of his statements on his '62 report yesterday. But he comes along in the Senate. He has been meeting with this group for about a year.
Yeah.
As you'll see from the New York Times this morning, he's been meeting, if you'll read the Broder article in the New York Times,
yeah,
you'll see they've been having meetings. Now, they have almost a majority that can probably stop what they call escalation, and that is, the problem I'm confronted with is this. I have every man out there that Westmoreland wants or can take at this moment.
Yeah.
But I know, he has not told me, but I know that in a matter of weeks, he'll say, I want 20 more.
Yeah.
And another few weeks, he'll say, I need 20 more.
Yeah.
Just as quick as he can assemble them and effectively use them, he is going to take the initiatives and run these folks to cover. And he will probably need, I would say, 40,000 between now and fall, October. Now, these folks are going to try to put on to the Senate resolution namby-pamby, nonsensical statement saying we approve what you're doing, but we want to be consulted and we want to hold in abeyance any further escalation. Now, I can't
restrict your action legally.
Yes, I think it's psychologically. I think it will.
Yes, but legally.
No, I think that I think they could by just not giving me money unless I do.
Sure.
And I think that's very bad to have a committee fighting a war, a Civil War committee. It's kind of a Lincoln committee, but it's potentially quite dangerous because Bobby is making his pitch, you see, and he wants to go to the extreme liberal group, the infiltration that they have all over the country is a matter that does give me some concern.
I'm concerned about that.
I see what the Du Bois clubs are doing. I see what every university college is doing. I see what they're doing in radio and television, particularly, and It gives me a good deal of concern. It's not something you can laugh off.
Oh, no. I quite agree with you on that. Quite agree with you.
Then what do we do about it?
Well, I don't know. Just keep plugging away, I guess. I got no...
Once the
Fulbright Committee may be over, it's going to be possible to perhaps say, well, all right, now there's been plenty of discussion. Fine. But now the time comes when you have to go down to... not exactly quit arguing, but We've had an argument. Now let's get down to business.
Well, I think that he will continue to harass and snipe. He wants to have a hearing on Red China. He wants to have other hearings from time to time. Well, you think about it. I just wanted to get your idea about what you thought the problems were out there more than...
I think the problem is mainly here.
Yes. Okay, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine, and if I've got an idea, I'll get in touch with you or one of your people.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.